Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you on today. Amen. God bless you. Glory to God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we do rejoice. We are rejoicing. We are glad in it in this day. Amen, Jesus. We have entered into the Sabbath of the Lord. Glory to God. So we want to say happy Sabbath. Amen. Glory to God. A time of rest. Amen. That we can look back over our week and see what the Lord has done and appreciate him for all that he has done. God bless you on today. We made it to another Sabbath. Amen, Jesus. And we're so grateful for this. Amen. For we know that the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Amen. Glory to God. And it is a time that we can rest. Amen. Rest and reflect and give God thanks and give God praise. Amen. So we are so grateful. We're so grateful for this day. We're so grateful for this hour that the Lord has brought us together yet again. Amen. We pray that you've had a beautiful week in the Lord, a beautiful time in the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And along the way, glory to God, we pray that you fail not to give God thanks and to fail not to give him praise. Amen. So we're so grateful today. Amen, Jesus, that we've assembled, amen, here at this point and at this time. Glory be to God in the presence of the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you, people of God, but I feel good. Amen. As the saints of God used to say, I feel good in my sanctified soul. I feel good. Glory to God. As the song declares, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul, glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's an individual thing. Hallelujah. And what you say, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for saving me. Amen. Glory to God. I thank God for saving me, people of God. I thank God for all that he's done. I'm so glad, amen, that he didn't come down off the cross. He could have, amen, because he was God himself in the earth. Glory to God. But love, people of God, love kept him there. And I'm so glad, I'm so grateful, amen, Jesus, that he stayed, amen. And it's for this cause that we are here. It is for this cause, people of God, that we are here in our right mind. Glory to God. We are here. Glory to God. God is on a work in our lives, amen. And we're so grateful. We're so grateful for all that the Lord is doing. Glory to God. And people of God, we can truly say at this point and in this hour, truly the Lord has done us well. Amen. He's done us well. Glory to God. It's another day, amen, that the Lord has kept us. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I just feel that song in my soul on today. It's another day that the Lord has kept me. Glory to God. He's kept me from all evil. Hallelujah. And my mind stayed on Jesus. Glory to God. It is another day. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We want to say welcome. Amen. Glory to God. As everyone is continuing to come in, amen, on the line, we just want to say welcome, people of God. We know that you're welcome, but we just want to tell you, glory to God, that you are welcome. We are so glad that you are here. We're so grateful that you've taken this time out to be with us. We are indeed grateful. Amen, Jesus. And it's Friday night, too. Glory to God. Amen. There are so many places that you could have been. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. I know a lot of people, glory to God, take this time and begin to start their work day, glory to God, of catching up and doing laundry and doing all of those things. Amen. Glory to God. But you saw fit, amen, to settle yourself and settle in and come into the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. So we thank God for you. Thank God for taking time out. Thank you. Oh, glory to God for making a hard stop. Amen. A hard stop. Glory to God. No matter what you were doing, you stopped. You made a hard stop to come and to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. We want you to be excited. We want you to be excited about what the Lord is doing in your life. Glory to God. We want you to be excited. Glory to God, because he said he would never leave us, nor would he forsake us. And he meant that. He meant that thing, people of God. So it doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what's happening right now. People of God, listen. God has an expected end, and he is going to get the glory. He's going to get the glory. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't care where you are. Amen. You may be at a down moment, but guess what? Down, but not out. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You may feel, glory be to God, that you're all alone, but people of God, he will not forsake you. Glory to God. He won't do it. He won't do it. He won't do it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He is always been there for his people. Amen. Glory be to God. And we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Amen. We bless him. Glory to God for just being God all by himself. Hallelujah. He don't need any help. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He can handle it. He can handle it. He can handle them. He can handle it, people of God. And as the scripture declares, his eyes go to and fro in the earth, beholding the good and the evil of men, people of God. And the Lord says, glory be to God, vengeance is mine. He said that he would repay. Amen. So we can take our hands off it, take our hearts off it, let go and let God. Amen. Let us enter into and let us embrace him on tonight. Glory to God, because, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, it all began in him, ends in him. So we thank the Lord on tonight, people of God. We want to ask you to go ahead and send out those text messages, glory to God, and let someone know once you get in, amen, go ahead and send out a couple of text messages and let the people know to come on into the PNN. Tell them the PNN has gone live, and tell them to come and be with us. Glory to God. Tell them to come and be with you. Glory to God. Amen. And you don't even have to look the number up. We got to give you the number. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God for those of you that are already in. Amen, Jesus. We want you to text. Text them and tell them to join me on PNN. Just that right there. Join me on PNN. And the number is 339-209-6891. And again, that's 339-209-6891. So go ahead and take somebody. Go ahead and take a couple of people. Amen, Jesus. Each one reaching one. Mm-hmm. Each one reaching one. Glory be to God. That's what it's all about. Glory to God. Because it was not the will of God. It is not the will of God that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. He wants us to repent. Amen. Glory be to God. Hell was originally created for Satan, amen, and the fallen angels. It was not for God's creation, glory to God, but because men would not repent, because men continued in the error of their ways, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. We know that no sin, glory to God, can tarry in his sight. Glory be to God. So, glory to God, amen. Men found themselves, glory be to God, in the place that God never intended for them. So, people of God, we are trying to save and reach as many people as we can to let them know that Jesus loves them, to let them know that Jesus saves, to let them know, glory be to God, that you don't have to go to hell. That does not have to be your determined end. Amen. You have an opportunity. You can turn it around. Amen. You can turn around. Glory be to God. You can make a U-turn right now. Amen. Glory be to God. So just let them know. Amen. Let them know to come on in. Come on and join us. Amen. And we are so grateful for you doing that. Amen. We just want to thank God again on tonight for each and every one of you that have come to be with us here on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We always especially acknowledge all of our international listeners, amen, so many countries, glory to God, that are listening in, and we thank God for you, for whatever country you're in, we thank God for you, telling somebody about us, amen, we thank God for you, glory to God, whether you're listening individually, or whether you're listening as a group, or listening as a ministry, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God for being a part of this broadcast. For those that are listening in the continental U.S., we want to thank God for you. Glory be to God. Thank you for helping us to share and to get the word out to as many as we can. Amen. We don't say amen. We're not trying to rack numbers or anything like that, but we're trying to reach souls. As many souls as we can, we're trying to reach them. Glory be to God. We know that death is riding throughout the land. Glory to God. So we're doing all that we can so that someone can hear this word. Glory be to God, because we don't know where death is. Amen. Glory be to God. But listen, if we can give them this word of life, amen, Jesus, although they may leave, glory be to God, but they can, amen, spend eternity with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to just say hallelujah right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah right there. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God for you. Amen. We thank God for you. All of our listeners, we thank God for you. Thank you for your participation. Amen, Jesus. We bless God for you. We just celebrated 1 year anniversary, and here we are on year two. And we're grateful to the Lord. Aren't you grateful to the Lord, people of God? Amen, Jesus. We know that a lot of churches have not, amen, have not opened their doors yet. Glory to God. So we want to continue to, amen, spread this love. Continue to spread this word that Jesus yet saves. Amen. Continue to spread this word that heaven is not closed. Glory be to God. Continue to let them know that God's heart is yet open to them. Hallelujah, that his love is yet the same. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We thank God. Amen. We want to let you know, for our listeners, amen, that are here for the first time, we want to let you know that this is a recorded line and you can get a copy of the broadcast. We ask that you just stick around afterwards, and we will give you two numbers that you can text, and you can get a copy of the broadcast. Amen. Glory to God. And when you get that copy, don't keep it to yourself, but we ask that you send it to someone else so that someone else can be blessed. And for those of you that are sending out the word, we thank God for you, because we're getting our reports and the word is traveling. So thank you for taking the time to send the text message, to send the link that we send to you. We thank God for it. Amen. We bless God. We honor him. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you for the souls that are listening after the broadcast. Glory be to God. We thank God for each of you. Amen. For, listen, people of God, you just don't know. You don't know who, amen, who receiving Christ as their Lord and Savior. Glory to God. And it may be your text message that you send, amen, to someone. Glory to God. And if they receive the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Guess what, people of God? That's a star in your crown. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They used to talk, the saints of old used to talk about crowns. Amen. A long time ago. Amen. They used to talk about crowns. Glory to God. But people of God, it's a star in your crown for the work that you are doing for kingdom's sake. Mm-hmm. So we thank the Lord. We give him praise. Thank you for sending out those text messages. We bless God on the night again. Glory to God, for he's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the author of this line. Glory be to God. And here we are just trying to execute, carry out his plan, his will, amen, in the earth as it is in heaven. We thank God on tonight. Amen, Jesus, for amen. I thank God on tonight for my leaders, glory to God, the late apostle, Dr. S.D. James, and thanking him on tonight for Dr. Samuel Huggins James, and thanking God for Bishop K.A. Tina, amen, for my pastor, glory to God. Thank God for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, glory be to God, and for our First Lady, Mother Carrie James, amen, praying for them and the First Family, yet praying for them. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Because the Lord, he loves them. He loves them. He loves his people. Amen. His love is so great towards us. Thanking God for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them. Thank God for them, their space and place, holding down their part. Amen. Glory to God. Have so many other responsibilities, but they fail not to come and extend their hand to keep this work moving. So we thank God for each and every one of them. Glory be to God. And people of God, we thank God for your leaders. We thank God for you. Glory to God. Each and every one of you, we thank God for you. Amen. And thank you, thank you, thank you for going ahead and sending those text messages out. Glory to God, to let the people know, glory to God, to come on into the PNN. Tell them to come on in. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And again, thank you to our listeners that are yet coming in. People of God, we want to let you know that, amen, Jesus, as well, you can go out on our PNN page and listen to the broadcast. Amen. Glory to God. That's where we put our messages. Glory to God. So you can actually go out and listen to, amen, several of the broadcasts, amen, even as they are recorded, amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, we're excited about what the Lord is about to say unto us, amen. Jesus, we are excited, amen. We're excited, glory to God. We want you to get excited about the word. I'm excited about the word. Glory be to God. Sometime that word comes, amen, and it be hitting and cutting, amen, but it's what? Hallelujah, anyhow. But we thank God for the word, amen, because guess what, people of God? It may not feel good to us, but guess what? It's good for us. It's good for us, amen, when the word finds us, when the word, glory be to God. Sometimes we have to say, ouch, amen, but hallelujah, anyhow. Glory to God, hallelujah, because the Lord is getting us ready. He's getting us ready. He's making us ready, making us kingdom ready. Making us kingdom ready, kingdom minded, amen, Jesus, kingdom principles within us, glory to God. So we thank the Lord on tonight, glory to God, amen, and we want you to prepare your hearts now, prepare your minds, glory to God, as we prepare to go into the presence of the Lord, amen. We realize that you may have had a very long day, amen, Jesus, but now at this time in this moment, we want you to be mindful, we want you to be mindful. Glory to God, amen, Jesus, mindful of how the Lord brought you over, mindful of what he has done for you, glory be to God, just mindful on today, just mindful, glory be to God, hallelujah, glory be to God, giving him thanks, giving him praise, hallelujah, glory be to God.
The recording has started.
Glory be to God. Just mindful, people of God, mindful of his love, mindful of how he kept us on today. Just mindful, glory to God, for all that he's done. Mindful, glory be to God, right now. Mindful how he strengthened us, glory to God, when we had all but a little strength. But the Lord, hallelujah, he gave us strength. Be mindful on today. Mindful that situation, that circumstance that you will be facing this week. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. It may have been a little heavy, but be mindful on today. Glory be to God that he has brought you to this point. Amen. Glory to God. And because he's brought you to this point, amen, he has you on his mind. Glory to God. So we just want to thank him on today. We want my show. We are my show, God. Hallelujah. We just want to thank him. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We bless you. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. For you are mighty God, and we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you for your God Almighty. We bless you. We bless you because you're the Alpha. You are the Omega. You're the beginning. You're the end. We bless you on tonight. We bless you, glory to God, for your Elohim. We bless you on tonight, for you're our El Shaddai. We bless you on tonight. We bless you, glory to God. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God, for you're more than enough. You're all that we need. We bless you on tonight. We bless you on tonight. We bless you, glory to God, with all that is within us. We bless you on tonight. We bless you for your keeping power. We bless you. We bless you for how you kept us. We bless you on tonight. We bless you for how you protected us. We bless you, glory to God. We bless you for how you kept our families. We bless you for how you kept our loved ones. We just want to say thank you. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We just want to say thank you. We just want to say thank you. Glory to God. We just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We bless you tonight. We bless you. Glory to God. We bless you with everything within us on tonight. Father, we bless you. We bless you. We thank you. We bless you. Glory be to your name. We bless you. Glory. We bless you. Glory. We bless you. We bless you for your divine covering. We bless you on tonight. We bless you for your divine keeping. We bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless you on tonight. We bless you for your promises. Your promises unto your people. For they are yea and amen. We bless you on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. For you shall not, you cannot, and you will not fail. Father, we bless you on tonight. We bless you for bringing us over. We bless you for bringing us through. We bless you for bringing us out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, out of some terrible situations. Oh, God, but you blessed us, and you brought us out with a strong hand, your strong arm of salvation, and we thank you on tonight. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah, we thank you. Glory, I'm okay. We bless you on tonight. Hallelujah, we bless you. Oh, glory to God, we bless you, we bless you. In your precious name on tonight. Father, we love you, we love you. We love you tonight. We love you for what you've done. We love you on tonight. We love you, glory be to God, with all that is within us, oh God. In your precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking you on this night. We're asking you on this hour, oh God. We're asking you to look upon us, look upon your people, look upon us, look upon this line, look upon, oh glory to God, look upon the families, oh God, all, oh God, that are represented on tonight, look upon the families, glory to God, that we bring, that we come tonight, the families that are with our spirit. We're asking you to look upon them all tonight, look upon each and everyone, in the precious name of Jesus, look upon your people tonight. Father, we're asking you, oh God, to look upon the nations. Look upon the nations across the earth. Look upon the nations, oh God, in your precious name, Jesus. Oh God, look upon them. Look upon them on tonight, oh God. Look upon your people favorably on tonight. And we're asking you to move by your power. We're asking you to move by your anointing. We're asking you on tonight, glory to God, that you will touch us yet again. That you will touch us. Glory to God. Touch us like we've not been touched. We're asking you to touch us yet again. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking.
near on tonight. Oh, God, we're asking you. We're asking you to save tonight. We're asking you to save by your Spirit. We're asking you to save. Glory to God. Cause your salvation to be great towards your people in the name of Jesus. We're asking you to touch tonight. Touch the hearts of your people. Touch on tonight. Touch in a mighty way. Glory to God. Turn them around. Touch their hearts, oh God. Cause them to hear. Cause them to hear your voice in the precious name of Jesus. Cause them to hear. Cause them, oh God. Cause your redemption. Ah. Oh, God, cause, glory be to God, there to be a turnaround in the precious name of Jesus. For it's not your will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Glory be to your name. And we're asking you to do it tonight. We're asking you to save, glory to God, save families, save, oh, God, community, save, glory to God in great measure in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight, oh, God, to deliver. To deliver, glory to God. Deliver by your strong arm. Deliver out of the hand and the plan of the enemy in the name of Jesus. But we rebuke the enemy on tonight. We rebuke his every word on tonight. Glory be to God in the precious name of Jesus. And we say, Satan, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus against you tonight. The blood of Jesus. God, in the precious name of Jesus. Jesus, Father, deliver your people tonight. Deliver from adverse situation. Deliver on tonight. Deliver and restore in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do it as all you can. Do it, glory to God. Do it higher. Oh, God, heal. Glory to God. Heal your people. Heal of the body, the mind, the soul, and the spirit on tonight. Father, we're asking you to do it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the precious name of Jesus. Oh, God, those that are affected by COVID, we're asking that you would heal. Glory to God. Other diseases, heart disease, glory to God. Diabetes, high blood pressure, low blood pressure on tonight. Father, we're asking you to heal on tonight. Oh, God, it's for this cry, Amosha. Oh, God, for this cause, you took every stripe for the healing of the body. Glory to God, and we declare, we decree, by your stripes we are healed. By your stripes, glory to God, we decree healing on tonight, healing to all, Osha, healing for your people. And Father, we give you thanks, we give you praise. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you on tonight. Oh God, thank you for moving by your Spirit. Thank you for answering the prayers and the petitions of your people. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God, for you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And we're thanking you on tonight, for there's no problem too big. There's no problem too small that you're not able to handle. Father, it is you that vindicate your people in the precious name of Jesus. Vindicate and deliver. Vindicate, glory to God, and set free. And Father, for this we give you thanks, we give you praise. We're thanking you, oh God, for moving, oh God, even in government. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God. We thank you on tonight. Oh God, oh God, for even the king's heart is in your hand. And we're thanking you on tonight. Thank you for moving. Thank you for delivering. Thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. Cause your will to be done. Even in government, cause your will, your divine and your perfect will, cause it to be done in the midst of us. Glory to God. In the midst of the nations. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We bless you. We honor you on tonight. We glorify you. We magnify you. Glory to God. Thank you again. Thank you for just being so good. Thank you for being so good unto us, your people. Father, we bless you now. We thank you. We glorify you. We thank you for your glory. Thank you for your Spirit. Thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, glory to God. Hallelujah, for undoing on tonight. Undoing on tonight, oh God, those things that the enemy, oh God, set out against your people. But we thank you on tonight. We thank you for your anointing, breaking every yoke. We thank you for destroying every chain, every work of the enemy, every thought of the enemy. We thank you on tonight. We reverse the work of confusion, and we send it back into the enemy's camp. We send confusion back into the enemy's camp with fire in the name. name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. We thank you tonight. Oh, God, for you've already defeated the enemy. You've already defeated the enemy. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. Father, we're asking you on tonight that you would breathe upon us. We're asking you tonight, oh, God, that you would rest upon us tonight. Rest upon each and every one of us. Sanctify us. Glory to God. Purify us. Cause your will to be done. Open our ears. Open our spiritual ears. Open our hearts on tonight. Cause us to receive what you have for us, your people. And for this, we thank you. We bless you. Glory be to God. We're asking you, glory to God. We're asking that you would bless your speaker on tonight. Bless the woman of God. Bless her as only you can. Bless her. In the precious name of Jesus, breathe upon her. We're thanking you for the prepared word for your people. We thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you. We thank you, glory to God, that your word that goes out, oh God, shall not return void. And Father, we thank you for causing it to accomplish all that you set it out to do. And for this, we thank you. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for transforming lives. Thank you on tonight for filling with your precious gift, oh God, of your Holy Ghost. We thank you tonight. Thank you for the spirit of truth. Thank you for the spirit of holiness. Glory be to God. Again, we say, do as you will in the midst of us. We thank you. We bless you now. Cause us to be hid in your glory. Oh, God, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us, and we shall be covered. Hide us, and we shall be hid. Cause us, oh, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, to hide ourselves in you. And Father, for this we thank you, for this we praise you. Glory to God. We even now, as sons of God, we rise up and we say, Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you, against your works. Against your works tonight. Glory to God. The blood of Jesus is against you now, and the fire of God consume your every work. And Father, we thank you tonight for power. We thank you for authority. We thank you for your great love that you bestowed upon us. For this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God, every heart on tonight. Every heart, every heart, every heart, every heart on tonight. Say amen. Hallelujah. Every heart on tonight. Glory to God. Say amen. Every heart on tonight. Glory to God. Say amen. Amen, Jesus. Amen, Lord. Amen, Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So it is. So it is. So it is. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight, people of God. Amen. Truly, again, the Lord has done us well. We thank him. Amen. We honor him. We glorify him. Amen. For all that he has done. Amen, Jesus. And we're excited tonight about the word. Amen. We're excited about what the Lord is about to do. Amen, Jesus. We pray that you truly have your pencil and your paper. Amen, Jesus, that you are ready. Amen. To see, to hear what the Lord has for us on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And we're so grateful. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. We do have one of our advisors, amen, that's coming to us again on tonight. Glory to God. None of them there. None of them, amen, are strangers to you. Amen, Jesus. But tonight, people of God, we're so grateful, amen, that we're going to Lawrenceville, Georgia. Amen, Jesus. And you know what's in Lawrenceville. Amen, Jesus. There's a little fireball up there. Amen. Glory be to God. Coming to us, people of God, by way of EPC Nation. Glory be to God. Glory to God. People of God, we want you to receive tonight. Amen, Jesus. Again, one of our PNN advisors, a woman of God that loves the Lord. Glory to God, Minister Ali Booker. God bless you, woman of God.
Bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless each of you all tonight.
Yes.
God bless you. God bless you. I praise the name of the Lord tonight. I bless God for the Holy Ghost. I praise God for each of you tonight.
Yeah.
I do honor the Lord for all the apostles, all the prophets, all the pastors, evangelists, and teachers. I praise God for help, the saints of the Most High God. I praise God for his people from all four corners of the earth. I thank and I praise God tonight for another day that the Lord have kept us.
Mm-hmm.
It's another day, saints, that the Lord have kept us. And after keeping us, we yet have a mind still on Jesus. And I praise God for that. I praise God. I praise God. For it's another day that the Lord has kept me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's another day that the Lord has kept me. Yes, sir. He has kept me from all evil. I yet got a mind and it stayed on Jesus. It's another day that the Lord has kept us. Praise the name of the Lord. I just had to get that out. I had to get that out. I praise God for all the pastors. I praise God for all the bishops. I praise God for your pastors, your bishops, your prophets, apostles, pastors, whoever you may be in the name of the Lord. Minister Brella already given honor to all that honor is due. And I praise God for his word tonight. And I bless God for the Holy Ghost. And I praise God for peace. Saints, I thank God for peace tonight. Because there's so many don't have peace. And I praise God for on this day that he has made. And I praise God for his mercy, his love, and his kindness. I bless the name of the Lord. I bless the name of the Lord for the saints of the Most High. I do, saints of God. I thank God for my family. I praise God for every member of the body. I praise God. I praise God for salvation. I praise God for strength. I praise God for his love. I praise God for forgiveness of sin. I bless the name of the Lord for Jesus Christ. I praise God. I praise God. I praise God. I praise God for Co-Pastor Heatherton. I bless God. I bless God. I bless God for the EPC Nation. I praise God for my upbringing. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I bless God. I bless God for Pastor Bennett. Also for Bishop James Randolph. I praise God for them. I praise God for everyone who had a hand and still have a hand in my life tonight. And Minister Brad, I praise God for the work of her hand and what the Lord is doing. She said, 1 year, and she's working on two. Working on two. We bless God because it's going to take a determination, it's going to take perseverance, and it's going to take prayer, it's going to take steadfastness for us to finish the work that God has started in us. Because the work has to be of him and not us ourselves. And we just going to be partakers of his work. I praise God tonight. Now, Father God, we are indeed thankful unto you for all you have done and all that you will do. Father, we do thank and praise you for your people, for and near. We praise you, God, for those that have come and have been faithful. Father, we thank and we praise you for open doors from far and near to different areas of the world, different countries. We thank you for that, Father. For this word must be preached to all the world. And we thank and we praise you for the doors that you have opened. And we praise you for the doors, God, and to the listening ears. And we praise you for those that have accepted you, Jesus Christ, as their Savior. And we praise you for those that have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, your indwelling spirit. We thank you for your word of truth We thank you for your anointing that destroy yoke. We just come tonight, God, to tell you thank you. We come tonight, Father, to lift your name up because you alone is worthy. You God all by yourself. You mighty God. And you counselor. And we thank you. Now have your way in the midst of your people. Anoint my lips are clean. In the name of Jesus. Almighty God, cause me to decrease and you increase. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. I praise God tonight. I praise God also for last night's word, work on me. I praise God for that word last night, work on me. Because we have need to be worked on every day. It's an everyday walk. It's an everyday journey with the Lord. And I bless God for that word last night. But we are the clay. And God is the potter. And can he do what he will with us? Yes, he can. Yes, he can. And I thought about a lot of things on last night. I considered a lot of things on last night. I considered a lot of things, not concerning no one else but myself. Now, praise God for considering a lot of things concerning myself because the person that God is chasing after is oneself. And we should be chasing after him. It's a song, so I'm chasing after you. And I praise God for that last night. Reminding us, we're in the potter's hand. And he can do what he will with us, whenever he gets ready, however he sees fit. Every living human being is in the potter's hand. The king's heart is in the potter's hand. Everything that has to do with mankind is in the potter's hand. And whenever the potter feels like breaking something, he can break it, put it together again. Wow, that he gets the glory. He can get the honor. I'm not going to preach on or speak on that, but I just have to get that out because that gave me something to think on and to consider. In the potter's hand. In the potter's hand. If the vessel don't look good, if the vessel got some lumps in it, he can take it and break it and fix it all over again. That's one thing he can't do. See, some God not like us. Sometimes we find a person broken, we leave them broke. And we can see someone may need a little polish. You know, we may not take the time to polish. Or the grits may get some lumps. We may have some lumps and bumps. We may not take that swiss and squish those lumps out like you do grit. Mm-hmm. But I thanks be to God that he whisked the lumps out of us. Now let me be personal about it. Me. Work on me, Lord. Work on me. But that's not my topic tonight. That's not mine tonight. My topic would be tonight, if I would give one. You know God do answer prayer, right? God do answer prayers. God do answer prayers. That's what I'm going to talk about tonight. Not just what I say, but it's what the Word of God say. Truth from the Bible about God answer prayer. And scripture I will use tonight, it'll be more than one. It'll come from Isaiah 65 and 24. This is what the Word say. Concerning his word. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. Now listen at that. This is what the word says. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they yet speaking, I will hear. That's what the word said tonight. And it shall come. It shall come to pass. That before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. That's what the word says. That's what the word says concerning us. If we but can believe what the scripture has said tonight, because God do answer prayers. So I come tonight to encourage us tonight. Don't give up on no prayers that you pray to God. And you pray to God in faith. You pray to God in expectation. You pray to God and looking unto the author and the very finisher of your faith. You pray to God knowing that if whatever you ask according to his will, he will grant us. He will grant us. Ask what the scripture said, and it shall be given. I'm in agreement with what the scripture says. It's an act. Just ask. And it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto me. It said unto you. I'm making it personal. For everyone that asks, receive it. And he that seeketh it, find it. And to him that knock, it shall be opened. That's Matthew 7:7-8. This is what the word says, saint. Whatever you have before the Lord, whatever petition you have before God, only he's asked. And it shall be given you if you but believe me now and trust what I say. Seek, only, and you shall find. That's just said the word. You have a dream. You have a vision. You want to start a business. Oh, this pandemic, this and that. Oh, pandemic's a small thing unto what God really wants to do. It's to show himself strong and mighty that he is. Pandemic is a very small thing because, to be honest and tell you the truth, a lot of us is blessed beyond measure since pandemic started. And some of us have been slow, you know, but God has still provided. God has still met the mandate. Now we're putting our trust in man. Man is subject to fail us. Man is subject to let us down. But whatever God blessed us with, if we be faithful over the blessing that he blessed us with, and if we use the blessing that he blessed us with wisely, it will sustain us. Because God not an infidel. He can take care of his own. Yes, he can. And yes, he will do it. He will do it. And tonight he's telling us also all things, not some. He said all things. It's a T-H-I-N-G-S. All things. Whatsoever. Listen. Whatsoever ye shall ask. You shall ask in prayer, believing you shall receive it. He said, now look, Alex, I'm making a person. Whatsoever things, T-I-N-G-S, whatsoever things you ask, whatsoever things, whatsoever you shall believe in, you shall receive it. It said, and all things, not some. And all, the beginning saying all, that's Matthew 21:22. So whatever you ask God in prayer, according to his will and his word, whatsoever, yea, don't tarry. Wait on it. Wait on the promise. Because in him is yea and amen. Wait on it. Don't be anxious for nothing. Be patient and wait on the Lord so he can establish us, so he can strengthen us, so he can build us, so he can make us and mold us. That he can crown us with his glory. And that when the blessings come, we won't abuse it or misuse it, but we'll use it wisely. But God ain't given us anything to lose. But he's given us everything to gain. Again, I say unto you, that if two, now listen. I know we don't heard this so much. We heard it so many times. But today it's caught me again. Now, that means he don't said it before. See? It's been repeated before. It's been spoken of before. So now it's coming back as a reminder again. It said again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything, they should ask, it shall be done for them. Why? Done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Uh-huh. He said, now look, he said, now, I say again, again I say unto you, that if two of you agree on earth and such as anything that they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father. That's what Jesus is saying, which is in heaven. Mm-hmm. Now he said, now you're touching there. Then he dropped down, he said, for where two or three, see, this got to deal with two or three now, gather together in my name, that am I in the midst. Now you, but before, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done of them, of my Father, which is in heaven. Then it said, and if two or three of y'all just get together in my name, I'll be in the midst there. I'll be in the midst. I need two of you just come together, touching the green, touching anything in the earth. So if you start one of business, touch it. Sometimes you got the business start in your mind before you can even and put it on paper. If you start it, you put it on the paper, don't start it in your mind. And before you see the building go up, before you go find the building, you got to see it. You got to see it. And you get to come together with someone, you touch it, and you're agreeing on it that the business is mine. The business is mine. The car is mine. The business, the house is mine. Whatever it is. Whatever. It shall be done of the Father. If we just come together, touching and agreeing. Just touching and agreeing. As touching anything that shall be asked, it shall be done of the Father. And when he said two or three of us come together, he'll be in the midst. Be in the midst. See, God ain't made us no man an island to himself. And when we said we don't need nobody but Jesus, well, according to Scripture, we need him in those other part of the body. We need others too. Why would God create man if we won't have need of each other? Why would he even have a body if we didn't have need of each other? Why would I have this body with my legs? Lord Jesus, keep my legs. With my toes, God, keep me with my toes. God, keep me with the toenail. Keep me, Lord, with my foot. Keep me with my ankle. Keep me, Lord God, with a leg up to my knee. Keep me with my thigh. Keep me with my hip. Keep me, God, with the backbone. Keep me with the breastplate. Keep me, God, with the shoulder. Keep me, Lord, with my neck. And come on up from the neck to the head and the brains and the eyes and the nose and the ear. See, because the body have need of each other. Mm-hmm. So he created man for man. Because when God bless us, he's going to bless us through another person. Because somebody has what you need tonight. Somebody had what I needed some years ago. And somebody got what I need of this night. How God going to transfer, it don't matter to me. How God going to do it, it doesn't matter. It's up to him how he do the transferring from one to the other. It's that one to the Lord. But we have need of one another tonight. No man is a howling to himself. I have need of my brothers and sisters. I have need of my children and my grandchildren. I have need of the body of Christ. I have need of friends. All I need is Jesus. And how he gonna operate through mankind? How? Through his spirit, by his spirit. Mm-hmm. That's how he gonna operate. That was in Matthew 18:19-20. He said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire. Now he's telling you your desire. See? When you pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. Mm-hmm. If you God started a good work in you, he don't finish it. We got to line up. We got to put ourselves in his way. We got to find ourselves lining up with the word of God. We got to find ourselves. And he says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire. Listen, saint. I said, Lord, I'm going to bring this in. This is for me. This is for me. And now, before it comes, don't you think I'm not going to go through some stuff? Don't think I'm not going to face adversity. Don't think I'm not going to face some kind of trouble, trials, and tribulations. Don't think that some type of sickness or something may try to attack me. But nevertheless, hey, glory, thank you. Hallelujah. God's word is true. God's word is sure. Uh-huh. Most definite is. What things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe, just believe that you receive them. Believe you got it before you can see it. Believe you already have it. And just begin to thank God for it. Begin just to magnify his name. Begin to glorify his name for it. Or before it gets to you, just begin to say, Lord, whatever it is that you desire, whatever it is you don't pray for, whatever it is, just begin to tell him thank you. Begin to lift his name up for it. Just begin to do it. They say, you sound crazy. You're just praising God that you heal and you feel happy. You just praising God, telling him thank you. You feel blind. Just because you think I'm blind and I may not be able to see in this natural realm, but I'm not blind by a long shot. Uh-huh. Everything that you think blind, not blind. Some people that cannot see in the natural can see way better than us. Because they see spiritually. And some of them can discern way better than some of us that got two eyes with glasses on. And then we got contacts. Uh-huh. But whatever. Whatsoever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive them. And then he said, you shall have them. He sure said it. The word definitely said it. The word says, and ye shall have them. Mark said that, y'all. Mark 11 said that, verse 24. It said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and you shall have them. Uh-huh. Because you started in a place don't mean you're going to end up in that place. Because you're in a situation now, you're in a place now. It does not mean that you're going to stay there. That's your beginning. For some of us, that's our beginning. Some of us, that's our repeat. Why? Because we did not learn what it was we need to learn. That's why we had to go back on the wheel. Mm-hmm. God did not allow us to build houses and somebody else live in them. God did not allow us to have a garden or buy a yard and somebody else reap the benefit. No. No. Mm-mm. My mom used to say, God rest her soul, God did not fend. I'm not going to fend a frog for a snake to come along and get it. What do you mean? I'm glad you asked the question. When people get going through issues in their marriage and their relationship and they facing all type of trials, and tribulation and circumstances, and they're taking it from the right and getting beat the left. They get beat in the back, and then in the front don't look too bright. On every end, like Joel was getting hit. Every time you look around, it's one thing to the other. But nevertheless, my mama used to say, I'm not fatting no frog for a snake to come and get. Well, she's saying, I'm not going through all this trouble, all these tribulations, all this pain, all this suffering. And then I'm just going to throw them out there to the wood for the snake to come along and get it. And then whenever you throw away your husband, talk to sanctified wife, sanctify the husband, or sanctify husband, sanctify the wife. Oh, we still talking about prayer tonight. Therefore, whatsoever you desire, if you put it on the altar and you leave it right there on the altar, and then you keep on praying so you don't went through hell and high waters. Then you want to be, no, 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 no. I tell you, if he ain't beating you side your head, no, 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 no. Let your conversation be holy. Let your conversation be righteous. Let your conversation be truthful. He cannot help but to recognize the God in you. Likewise, if it's the man. If your conversation it's not doing evil for evil. But let your conversation have substance. Let your conversation be still have love. My mom used to say you got to put people on a wonder. Still be kind to them. Uh-huh. They wonder why she's so kind and he's so kind to me. And I know I done him wrong. But nevertheless, just keep loving. And keep trusting God. And keep looking to the author and the finish of your faith. So you just keep her on the altar. Uh-huh. And keep loving her. Keep encouraging her. Keep pushing her. Uh-huh. And she keep seeing. Oh, it'll get worse sometime before it get better. Children, likewise. It'll get worse before it get better. The job, sometimes it get worse before it get better. Why? Because God is building us from where the inside out. Why? That men can see his glory. That men can see his strength. That men can see the power of God resting up on you. Mm-hmm. We can't go on the job crushing. And then in the next few minutes, we want to declare Jesus. No, our words got to be word of standards. Our words got to be word of, we got to have some, standard. We got to have value. Our word got to value something. See, the enemy don't come at no one that don't have no value. The enemy come after someone that is valuable. And we got to know we valuable. You got to know your family is valuable. Uh-huh. You know the Lord saw me in my worst state. Hey, thank you, sir. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to the Most High God. Oh, Jesus. Hey, glory. He saw me in my worst state. Somebody else turned their nose up at me. But thanks be to God. Jesus didn't leave in the state he saw me in. Mm-mm. No, 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 he didn't do that. He didn't do that. I thank him tonight. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, Paul said he was the least of all the apostles. And Paul said, I deserve what I got. Because let me tell you, I killed the saints. I killed the people. And now here I am. And I'm not coming to you with enticing speech. No, no. I'm not standing in the wisdom of man. Neither am I standing in the wisdom of the world, but I stand in the wisdom of God. Not me on my own, but the Lord. The Lord. I'm here to tell you tonight, saints, when we pray, we but believe and trust God. We should have them things that we ask of him. Mm-hmm. And he'll give us the, not that God will just supply our needs. Yes, he will. But God just want to do more than that. He wants to give us more than enough. Why? Because he's God more than enough. Why do we need more than enough? So we can be able to bless someone else. Why? So we can expand our borders. If it's just enough, it's just enough for me, man. I cannot take some seeds and just throw me a handful out there. No. Then I got to sit down and count up the cost and how much I want to give out there and how much I want to do this, how much I want to do that. But when you let it become much now, see, when you place it in the master's hand, when we exchange it from my hand and I put it in the Lord's hand, then that I thought was little, then God caused it to become much. Why? Because when you put it, hey, if you might believe, you shall have those things that you ask of God. That's what the word says, saint. That's what the word says, saint. That's what the word says, saint. When you pray, believe that you receive them. You shall have them. It don't matter what it is. So what? F-150 is a small thing for God. Uh-huh. A house with how many acres? A small thing for God. I don't ask for natural stuff just you know, I asked him, and he found it pleasing to him, so be it. But I said, Lord, bless me in a way that man would know it was you that did it. Open that door, God, that man said could not be opened. That man would be able to see and know it was you that opened that door, that you can get the glory. And God, when I'm going through things that seem like it would just cause me or throw me overboard or just knock me out, that I rise no more. Give me the strength, God, to hang in there. That man would be able to see and know. I know the Lord got to be with us, because if he was not with her, no way she can endure such a hardness. That's a good soul. Hey! Yes, sir. And after you suffer for just a little while now, I can reap the benefits. Not only, he said, I'll cause you to reap where you ain't sold nothing. And I'll cause men to give into your bosom. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You look at Abraham, the servant of God. You look at the men of God. You look in the scripture. You discern the scripture. They was not. They are men. They was men of substance. Why? So God is God of substance. They had maids. They had help. They had hired hands. They had land. They had cattle. They had the goats. They had sheep. They had oxen. They had houses so they could put up other people. They put up the hired help, tents, whatever. God is a God of plenty. God is a God of plenty. Yes, he is, saints. Yes, he is. Because everything that Adam was first man of the earth, Jesus, man of heaven. But did you not know those two still combined them together? Heaven and earth is still made together. Earth and heaven is still made together. Sure enough is. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. They and all that dwellers stay in. I said, now, Lord, this word now, wherever I'm short at, I got to come to what I'm saying tonight. That whatever I desire. When I pray and I believe, I shall have that I ask of you. Yes, sir. It may get rough. The wind may blow. It may have a shipwreck. I hold on to a plank that came off the ship. Off the ship. Yes, sir. I just hang in there. Your body may be racking in pain. Just hang in there and keep trusting God. Because it is God's will. Because he's concerned about the whole man, that we be made whole in him. And whatsoever you shall ask, Jesus said, in my name, that will I do. Why? That the Father may be glorified in the Son. That's why he will do it. That's why he want to do it. That's why he wants the Son. He wants the Father to be glorified in the Son. Well, the Son that he has in the earth. I told you heaven and earth is still made. Heaven and earth is still combined. Why? Jesus was in the earth and the Father had to be glorified. But he was in the earth but wasn't from this world. He came, he heavenly. But still, everything he did, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Now we are the Son. They that worship him got to do it in spirit and truth. They're neither male nor female. God is the Spirit. Mm-hmm. May be glorified in his Son, in the Son. That's coming from John 14:3. He won't be glorified in us. He do. And if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will, what you will. I love it. I love it. He said, now, but you got to do something now. You got to do something. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you shall ask what you will. It shall be done unto you. She said, I said, Lord, what did I say? Tell them again. Again. See, you remember the word? And it said again. It said again, I say unto you. Again, remind them again. I'm not short of my promise. I'm not short of my word. I'm not short of anything that concerns my word. If you abide in me, and my word abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. John 15:7. That's what the word says. And I am in agreement with what the word says. Mm-hmm. Let us therefore come boldly. Ah. Cut up our loins with truth. Put on strength. He said, come boldly. Yes, he did say so. Yes, he did say so. Let us come, therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. Oh, yes. That's Hebrews 4:16. He said, come boldly. Come on. Whosoever will, let him come. Come on. You can come boldly. You can throw yourself up on me. It's all right. I'm able, and I'm capable to hold millions of you at one time. And I got a ear to hear everything and everybody. So nobody blocking no one else. Nobody in no one else's way. I dispatch angels to you. That's your best and your counsel. Hey, my angel, Jesus, thank you. Ha ha. God dispatch him. When he hit him, even your foe come up and eat of your flesh, I'll cause him to stumble and fall. Yeah. I'll knock down a mountain just to get to you. Yes, I will do it. I'll cause a whirlwind just to get to you. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, he will do it. Yes, he will do it. He'll do it. Cause things to fall just to rescue you. He done rescued me so many times and still doing it. Mm-hmm. I want to be rescued by God. I want to be. I sure do. Mm-hmm. Come boldly. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. Come, come, come on boldly unto the throne of grace. That I may obtain mercy. I needed mercy. And find grace to help in the time of need. If there ever was a time we need him, we say it all the time, we need him now. You know, we always say that. Seems like every day something occurs, we need him a little bit more than we did another day. Need him a little bit more. Uh-huh. Every day I need him. I have need. I can't live without him. I can't move without him. I can't breathe without him. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. The light, Ollie, thou self also in the Lord. And he shall, there it is, give thee the desires of thy heart. Now that word again, desire. There it is again, where I found that word at. Give us the desires of our hearts, saint. Mm-hmm. So whatever you desire in your heart, God wants to do it for us, saint. God, I think we found it in Mark 11 to 24, the desires. Therefore I say unto you, what thing soever ye desire. And there he is saying again, delight, Ollie. Delight thyself also in the Lord. And he shall give thee the desires of your heart. That's Psalms 37:4. Uh-huh. Delight yourself. Rest in me, girl. Mm-hmm. Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give us the desires of our heart. He wants to do it, saints. He wants to do it. The back up against the wall, it's all right. Thank God he got a wall that'll hold you. See? They even say, almost. Almost slipped. But I said, thanks be to God. He held me up. Mm-hmm. Almost. Mm-hmm. He shall call up on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Can't he say he'll be with us in trouble, saint? He'll be with us in trouble. Call. He said, call up on me, and I answer you. I will be with you, be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. And not only that, he said, then I'll honor you. That's what the word says, saint. God keep his promise. God keep his promise tonight, saint. He said, he shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him, and then I'll honor him. I'll make him a vessel of honor. I'll honor. Yeah, God is a God to keep his promise, saints. The Lord is now unto all that called up on him. To all that called up on him in truth. God is now, the Lord is now to all them that called up on him. To all that called up on him in truth. There's a right and a wrong way. There's one way. One way to God. One. One way to God. Only one way. One way to God. Mm-hmm. One way to God. That's through Jesus, the truth and the life. One way to God, saints. That's one way. He will fulfill the desires. Look, there it is again. That's three times. He will fulfill the desires of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. He didn't say, what do you save you out of? And what do you save you from? He said, I'll save them. So wherever you are and wherever you may be located tonight, he will fulfill the desires, the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and will save them. See, it's okay to cry unto the Lord. It's okay to make your petition known unto the Lord. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Call unto me, and I will answer thee. And look what he said. And show thee great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. Come with Jeremiah, said. Mm-hmm. He was saying, that's what the word said. That's what the word said. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments. And do those things that are pleasing in his sight. That's all God asking from us. That's all God asking from us, saints. God is faithful. And God is a word. God is a God to his promise. God not like man that he should lie, neither he's the son of man. He's got to repent. God is a faithful God. And God got some great things that he want to shower down on us. God got some great things in us, that he wants to burst out of us. Because it don't took 10 years to have it come to fruition. Don't worry about it. Wait on it, though it tarry. Wait on the promise of God. But we got to redeem the time. Why? Because the evil day is drawing now. It's already in it. Mm-hmm. We got to draw now to the Lord like never before. Yes. We got to hide ourselves in it. We got to run to that rock that's higher than us. Mm-hmm. He just want to encourage you tonight because God is a God that answers prayer. God is a God that comes to your rescue. God is a God that hears. God is a God that delivers. God is a God that heals. Hey, God is a God that supplies. God is a God that sustains. God is a God that is a keeper. God is a God that saves. God is a God that protects. Hey! God is a God that builds up. God also is a God that tears down. God is a God that loves. God is a God that answers prayer. And where we located tonight, God is a God that's ready to rescue. God is a God that catches you before you fall. God is a God that restores. God is a God that revives. Hey! Hey! Thank you, sir. Oh, glory. God is a God. That's the same yesterday, today, and he is forevermore. God is a God. Above every other God, there's no like unto him. God is. He was in the beginning. He also would be in the end. He was first and he left. He's the author and the devil, finish of the faith. God is. God is. God is a God can heal stage 4 cancer. God can do it, saints. God is a God that can renew mind and restore the joy of your salvation. God is a God that gives peace in the midst of trouble. God is a God that can speak to the wind and tell it, be still. Hey! God is a God that his word go out of his mouth, that it cannot return to him void, but it must perform, accomplish what he has sent it to. It got to. God is a God. Mm-hmm. God is a God that we deny ourselves, and we come boldly to him. God won't withhold no good thing from us. God is a God. The only one true living God. He don't sleep nor slumber. He just keepeth Israel. He don't sleep no, he don't sleep or slumber. God is a God that hears us. And he sees us. And he knows us. All about our uprising and our downfall. He knows the way we take before we take it. He knows our thoughts that are fall. God is a God. He's a God that answers prayer. He is a God. Yay! That answers prayer. I ain't going nowhere, Lord. I'm going to stay here until you come to my rescue. I'm not giving up. You don't have to help me because I'm determined to hold on until my change comes. Mm-hmm. Hey! I ain't giving up. When I don't can't get no words out. Don't know nothing, say, Hey! Woo! Lord have mercy. God is a God that more than enough, saints. I thank God for your patience. I thank God for your ears. I thank God for your time. Far and near. Far and near. It don't matter what's going on in your country. It don't matter what the government may be doing. It does not matter. God is a God that's able. Thank you. Protect you. And carry on the very will of the enemy. God, when we believe on the Lord as the scripture has said, and we stand firm on what he said, you won't even fear adversity. You won't even fear when death coming at you. You stand on it. Why? Why? You stay in the fight, for you're fighting for something. You're standing for something. But it's not about you. It's not about me. It's about the Lord. It's about the Lord. That's what's going on. Everything going on, it's about the Lord. It's about him. Excuse me. Got to get a drink of water. It's about the Lord. Mm-hmm. But he's able, saints. If there be one tonight, and if you don't know it, and a pardon of your sin, and being baptized in the Holy Ghost, being washed in the blood, if there be one, you can come. You can come tonight. People of God, it does not matter what we're facing. Because the king's heart is in God's hand. Right. The king's heart is in God's hand. Those that is in leadership, their heart is in God's hand. If it's in your home, if it's not right, the heart is in God's hand. If it's on your job, the heart is in God's hand. If it's in government, the heart is in God's hand. It's in God's hand. And I'm in God's hand. You're in God's hand. We praise God that we are in his hand. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. If there be one tonight, if not, if there be one that desires prayer tonight, you could come. Whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will, let him come.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
I thank God tonight. I thank God for every word that he spoke tonight. Let me know that he is a God of everything that you need him to be. And I just want to ask prayer for Evangelist Dorothy Jones, who has
Evangelist
surgery today.
Evangelist Dorothy Jones.
Okay. Yes, she has surgery today. And also my sister in the Lord, Mildred Phillips, who lost her
Mildred?
Father on yesterday. Mildred.
Phillips.
Yes, ma'am.
And what was her issue?
Just strength. She lost her her husband a couple of weeks ago, and now she lost her father yesterday. So
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
Strength.
And I thank you so very much.
God bless you. What's your name, darling?
Sister Fan.
Okay, Sister Fan.
F-A-N-N, Fan.
Fan, F-A. Thank you for standing in the gap. F-A-N-N, Sister Fan. Thank you for standing in the gap. Thank you for coming to the line for someone else. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Anyone else? Anyone else?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. How are you tonight?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. I was like, I'm standing in prayer for me and my children and my nephew, Steve.
Nephew Steve?
Yes, ma'am.
Steve. And your children? You and
yes,
your
ma'am. Kids. Yes, ma'am. And I got two brothers on drugs, and I want God to heal them.
Brothers on drugs.
Yes, ma'am.
Need healing and deliverance.
Yes, ma'am.
And your name, Don?
Belinda Rock.
Sister Belinda. Rock.
Rock, R-U-M-P-A.
Rock. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. That's okay.
Okay. Rock. I got you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Anyone else?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
I'm for the message tonight. I enjoyed it. I'm Sister Betty, and I'm calling in the request for my nephew. He's in. He's locked up, and he had an incident where he was out on the road with the crew, and he was told to pick up a wire, and he didn't want to do it, but they made him pick it up, and when he did, he got shocked, and he is now in recovery. So I'm praying for his soul and praying for the recovery of this young man because he's in his 30s, but he spent most of his time in prison. So I'm requesting prayer for my nephew.
And also do you mind?
I'm sorry.
Do you mind giving him his name, please?
His name is Christopher Clark.
Okay. I just get the first Christopher.
Yes, ma'am. And
okay.
I'm also requesting for my sister's household. Her name is Mary Davis and her husband, Jimmy Davis.
Okay, your sister, Mary?
Yes, ma'am.
And husband.
And keep me, Sister Betty Borum, in prayer. Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, how are you doing?
Hello.
Hello. Hello. How are you, dear?
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I was just on the line.
Oh. I'm okay.
Yes, ma'am. I already know. Talk to you.
Okay. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Anyone else?
There's another caller in the line. Go ahead, caller. Press star 6 again. You're on. There you are. Okay.
For Isaiah, he's been dying his hip.
For who?
Having pain. Isaiah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Thank you.
Hip. You say hip?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Two came over at once, caller. If you would like to give your request, press star 6 and come over again. Press star 6.
Oh,
Yes, ma'am.
Do this so I can go home.
We can hear you now. Go ahead, caller. Praise the Lord.
Hello? 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 Let be anyone else?
Go ahead, caller. You're on the platform. Go ahead. Make your request.
Hello?
She may have a hard time coming over. Press star 6 again. Press star 6, caller. Press star 6 again. It could be a system error. Press star 6 again so we can bring you over. Okay, now press star 6 once more, and you'll be over on the platform. Press star 6 again. Praise the Lord. We don't want to leave anyone out while we're trying to get the other caller on. If there's anyone else, while we're trying to get our other caller over, anyone else, press star 6. And to the other caller that was trying to come over, if you press star 6 again, let's see if we can get you over on the platform. Press star 6. And anyone else, if you would like to give your request, you can simply press star 6 and come over on the platform while we're waiting.
Anyone else? Desires prayer? Anyone else on the line, please?
I'm trying to get this other caller over. If you press star six, let's see if we can get you over. Doesn't look like we're able to get them over. But there is another caller platform, so wait a minute. Okay, I think she's hung up. She may be trying to call back in. So if we just want to wait just a moment. But while we're trying to get her over, if there's anyone else that would like to come over on the platform, press star 6. I think she may have hung up, couldn't get her over. So let's, Minister Ali, you have the platform while we're trying to get her over. If she comes over, if we're able to get her over.
Okay.
You're here?
I'm here.
Okay,
God
go
bless
ahead.
You.
Now, it doesn't
God
look
bless
like...
you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God bless you. Now, Father God, as you approach the throne of grace once again tonight, you said we could come boldly to the throne of grace, Father. We come in the name of Jesus. Father, we coming on the behalf tonight, Sister Fan is standing in the gap for others. Whatever her need is, Father, we ask you to meet it. We stand, God, she's standing in the gap for Evangelist's daughter, Joan. She had surgery. And Lord God, for Mildred, that she lost her husband and her father. And Father God, we also come in the name of Jesus on behalf of Sister Mary Cunningham and her husband. Lord God, healing for Sister Mary, cancer. Lord God, and also her husband, heart issues. Lord, we also come in the name of Jesus for nephew Steve. Lord God, we come in the name of Jesus for Sister Belinda and her children. God, in the name of Jesus, the brothers. They have need of deliverance from drugs and healing and deliverance. Father, in the name of Jesus, for we know you're God, able to take the taste out of their mouth. You're able to dry the taste up, Father, for drugs. In the name of Jesus. And Lord God, for Sister Betty, nephew. Lord God, that picked up a hot wire. We know you're able, Father. We know you're able. We know you could do anything, God, but fail. And for Mary. And Lord God, we also come tonight in the name of Jesus for Isaiah, got hip issues. Now, Father God, the word of God says tonight, you answer prayer. You're God that answer prayer. You're God that delivers. You're God that heals. You're God that set the captive free. Oh, God, you're God that's able to do anything but fail. It's nothing too hard for you tonight, Father. And we bring all these requests, everyone that made a request, and those that did not make a request, Father, in the name of Jesus, for those that may be fighting or those that may be going through some changes in the mind. Oh, God, those that may be going through changes in the home. Those that may be going through changes in the finance. Those that may be going through changes in their bodies. Those that may be going through changes with their children. Almighty God, we know you're able. We know that you're able to do anything but fail. And we cast our cares upon you tonight, Lord God, because we know that you care for us tonight. I know you care for Sister Fan. I know you care for Evangel Dorothy. Almighty God, I know you're able to raise her up. I know you're able to strengthen her, God, so she can go show herself. Oh, God, show forth you that you're strong and you're mighty. Make known your deed in the midst of the people in the name of Jesus. I know that you're able to do these things in the name of Jesus for everyone, Lord, that we bring to you tonight. We ask you, God, move according to your will. Father God, that they can be able to say, I know that the Lord delivers. I know that the Lord heals. I know the Lord picked me up and turned me around. I know the Lord saved. I know. It's one thing for us to believe you, Father, but it's another thing to be able to say, we know, according to your word, you're a God of faithfulness. You're a God of truthfulness. And we come tonight standing on your word, standing in the gap on behalf of each and every one of these, your people tonight. God, for far and near, they're facing obstacles and circumstances. We present them to you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you bring deliverance in their life, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you, and we praise you, we magnify you. And Lord God, we know the enemy cannot pluck none of them out of your hand, not one. The enemy cannot pluck not one soul out of your hand. The enemy can't do it. According to your word, God, in the name of Jesus. And we know, God, that you're a God that sustains. We know that you're a God that keeps. You're a keeper, Father, the rock of our salvation. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to send your healing virtue. We ask you to send your healing virtue. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we know, God, send for Michael to fight on behalf of your people tonight. In the name of Jesus. Send forth your healing angel, Jehovah Rapha, in the name of Jesus, that your people will be able to see and know you, God. And there's none like you, and there's none besides you. And Lord God, we come in agreement tonight with your word. We come in agreement with your word tonight. And we touch it in agreement. And we know, God, that you're going to be in the midst and that you will do those things that we ask of you. In the name of Jesus, we bind up everything that's not like you. And we cast it from among your people tonight. We bind up sickness and diseases. And we cast it from among your people tonight. We bind up, God, weakness. We bind it up tonight. And we send forth the spirit of strength in your people's lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. And those that are bound in prison, you unlock Paul doors. You able to unlock these doors. It's nothing too hard for you. In the name of Jesus. Help. Come subject in the name of Jesus. Diabetes have no dominion. High blood pressure have no dominion. No sickness nor diseases have no dominion over God's people. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we thank you for all things. We thank you for hearing us always. And we thank you for the answer by faith in your Son Jesus' name. But these are your people. And I bring them to you. And I cast my cares upon you. And I leave them with you. Knowing that you hear. Knowing that you answer. In Jesus' name we do pray. And we thank you. We love you. We adore you. We appreciate you. We magnify you. We glorify your name, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. For every knee got to bow. Every sickness got to bow. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Got to bow. In the name of Jesus. We bless you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And thank you, Lord. God bless you, saints. God be with you. And God keep you. Minister Bradley.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. We praise you.
Yes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, people of God. We bless the Lord on tonight. We bless him for this word. Glory be to God. God do answer prayers. Still a prayer answering God. And we bless him tonight. Amen, for this word. Glory to God. We pray that you have been stirred in your faith and stirred in your spirit on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. If there was any doubt, if there was any doubt in any area tonight, the word has come. Glory be to God to take up the slack. Glory to God to take up all slack. Amen. Glory be to God because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we bless God for this word on tonight. Again, we pray that you have been stirred in your faith. Glory to God. We thank God for you, Minister Ali. We thank God for you on tonight for availing yourself in the service of the Lord. Amen. To come and to deliver such a word. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We just got to believe God. Amen. Glory to God. No matter where we find ourselves, no matter what we're going through, glory to God. Let's believe God. Amen. The Lord has come and brought us his word on tonight. And we are, amen, we are all here. We're touching and agreeing. Glory to God, even for those petitions that have come forth on tonight. We believe God. Amen. We believe God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Even as the woman of God was going forth, yes, we see it done. We see it done. It's already done.
Yeah.
So we bless the Lord on tonight. We give him thank you, give him praise. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to you tonight. Amen. Woman of God, we bless you tonight. We bless you. Glory to God, we bless you. May the Lord's hand be upon you tonight. May he bless you. Glory to God. May he bless everything that concerning you. Glory to God. May he bless your going out. May he bless your coming in. Glory to God. May he bless your storehouse. May he bless your ministry. Everything that concerns you in the precious name of Jesus. We pray that he will cover you. We will keep you. Keep your family on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We pray, glory to God, that even so you are stirred. Glory to God. Even for days ahead, we pray that the Lord will strengthen you to deliver the word, glory to God, that his people may be delivered in the name of Jesus. May he strengthen you now. May he open doors for ministry. Glory be to God. May his perfect and divine will be done in your life and in everything that concerns you. In the precious name of Jesus, we believe it so. Glory be to God in every heart on tonight. Say amen. 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 Glory to God. And so it is. Amen. Glory to God. People of God, we just want to let you know tonight that you can get a copy of the broadcast Glory to God. We'll give you two numbers. We'll give you two numbers that you can text, and we will certainly send you a copy. Glory to God. Every word is precious. Every word is for somebody. So we want you to request your copy of the broadcast on tonight, and we will certainly send it to you. People of God, we ask that you send it to someone else so that someone else can be blessed. Amen. Somebody else need to be stirred in their spirit. Somebody else, glory to God, needs to be reminded that God does answer prayer. Amen. And we're just grateful to be able to send you the word. Amen. To send you a copy of the broadcast. And we just, again, ask that you send it to someone else so that someone else can be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. God is still God, and he's still able. Amen. The first number, glory to God, we give to you is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Glory to God as well. 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. For those of you that are requesting it, amen, if you're internationally, you can reach out to us on WhatsApp, amen, at the 678-608-7234. Amen. And we will certainly get it to you. Amen. We thank God for you, each of you again, people of God. Thank you for helping us to get the word out. We thank God, amen, for, again, you taking the time to come and be with us. Amen. We pray that you will bless. Again, we pray that you will stir it on tonight. Glory be to God. And at this time, people of God, we are going to turn the platform back over, amen, to our speaker tonight for other remarks and for the blessing of the line. God bless you, woman of God.
God bless you. God bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you, people of God. And I'm talking to us. I'm speaking to us. God wanted to remind us tonight, he's a God that answers prayers. Saints, he's a God that answers. He's a God that answers. He's a God that consumes. He's a God that comes to your rescue. He answers your prayer. He'll answer. He will answer, saints. God will answer you. He will not leave you destitute. God won't do it, saints. He won't do it. He will not do it tonight. He won't do it. He won't do it. He won't do it. There's someone tonight. Someone needs a God to move in a hurry on their behalf. God will not forsake you, nor will he leave you. God will come to your rescue in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I declare and I decree it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I declare strength to Uncle Harder. I declare and decree it tonight. In the name of Jesus, I declare and decree tonight, Jane Robinson, the captain set free. I declare and decree on this night of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, the enemy have no dominion over God's people. He has none. I declare and decree tonight, petition that you made tonight. God will answer because he would not say he'll God and answer prayer if he was not intend to answer. And if he was not going to make good on it. Yea, though it may tarry, but wait on the thing. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, I'm telling you. God can turn the storms around just for you tonight. That's all. That's all. It was still resonating in my spirit tonight. Tonight, 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 we bind up the very will of the enemy. God bless these people going out and bless them coming in, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind up the will of the enemy that come against your people tonight, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Father, now we thank you. And we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify your most holy and righteous name. We thank you for this precious people tonight. Lord, from all four corners of the earth, we thank you for what you've done. And Father, we thank you for what you're going to do. And we thank you for creating a situation that you can move and your people can be able to see and know that you God. Because, Father, knowing nothing can come now our dwelling place except it get permission from you. And we thank you for that tonight. We magnify you. We glorify you. We love you. We thank you for your word, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word being performed. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, because you want to glorify yourself in the Son. We want to be glorified in your Son tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for all. Bless the ministry. Bless Minister Bradley. Bless each and every one that came to the line. Every pastor in their ministry. Bless God. Bless your people. Bless God. Every ministry that began, you begun a good work, you're going to finish what you started. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you, saints. God bless you. God be with you. God keep you. That's my prayer for you tonight. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. Minister Bradley.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. People of God. Amen. We just want to open the line. Glory to God. We thank God again for your patience. Glory to God. And we just ask that you give God a praise before you leave the line tonight. Glory to God. Just come on and lift your voices. Give God thanks for the word, for the reminder.
All participants are unmuted.
Jesus, come on and lift those voices. Hallelujah.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Hallelujah. Maintain that praise in your heart, people of God. Amen. God bless you. We look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. Tell somebody about the PNN, and we look to see you and hear you on tomorrow night. God bless you. We love you.
Let the church say, God. So let the church say, amen. Let the church, let them say, amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hand. Lift your hand. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say Everybody. So let the church say, yeah, and I get the word. Oh, what his plans are, to what his word is saying. God is spoken. Let the church say, man, ooh, yeah, yeah. Make it your response. Whatever he said, from the healing of your body to the raising of the dead. No matter how you feel or how your world is reeling, battle on through the night. Cause we're gonna win the fight, even in the valley. Stand it up to rest. Continue to say, cause the help is on the way. For your voice, I heard. So let the church say, oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church. God is spoken. Hallelujah. Let the church say, all we need was a word from the Lord. We got it, so.
Yeah.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.